Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzhak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Mura Daf Yod Zayin Amud Bet, about to begin our study of the third parak of Masechet Mura. And in this Mishnah, we are going to find out about those Kodashim where the Tmura is dealt with exactly like the index korban. That is basically the theme of this parak, how each korban is dealt with relative, or how each tmura of the korban is dealt with relative to the index korban. And we're going to introduce also the vlad, because a vlad korban is seen pretty much like a tmura in that it is an offspring of the korban. That is vlad shlamim. So the vlad of shlamim utmuratan, tmurat shlamim uvladan, uvlad vladan at sof ka olalam. So as many generations as it goes, both the tmura, its children, and the index is children and its children forever. Remember that a shlamim could be male, could be female. Or in shlamim utinin smicha unesachim tufat chazev ashok, all of the appurtenances and details that go along with shlamim. Now, kevan detana vladan uvlad vladan atzov kolam amali. Atzov kolam seems like a little bit of overkill. Once we said the children and the children's children, the answer is tanan shamil or belazdim or vlad shlamim lo yikrav shlamim, as we'll see in the next mishnah, which is really the second half of Mishnah Aleph. Rabbi Elazar is of the opinion that Vlad Shlomim is not brought. So Artana said, by a Vladan, not only the direct child of the Shlomim, to the Modina, we don't agree with you there. Even for many generations, until the end of the world, as it were, we don't agree with you. Okay, what's the source of this? Tana Rabbanan. We have two kinds of sources. First of all, Pasuk 1 on the page, which introduces the Shlamim. It says, Im Zachar, Im Nekeva, which, you think about it, all of that is extra, because as long as it's male or female, say nothing. Zachar, the Rabot the Vlad, Valudinhu. We don't need a Pasuk to tell us that a Vlad is included. Umat Mura, as we'll see in a minute, is included, Shein Gidule Hektesh, but Tumura did not grow up as Hektesh. Kreva, it's still offered, Vlad, Shigidule Hektesh, Nodin, Shikrav. So we knock that down by saying, Mala Tumura, Shikin, Hegem, Cholakodshim. Tumura applies to any of the korbanot of the zvachim. Tomorrow, Vlad shenoyeg b'cholakodshim. Vlad only applies really to shlamim and to chatat, because those are the only two that could be female. Eino karev hoel ve'eino noyeg b'cholakodshim. Since it doesn't apply all to all, maybe Vlad is not offered. Tamalom zachar rabot ta Vlad. That's why we have zachar. Nekeval rabot ta tmura. Okay. Now, eli al tmurat tmimin uvlad tmimin. So all I have from that of Zachar and Nekeva, it was a Tmura of a Tamim, or a Vlad of a Tamim. Vlad Balimum in Tmurat Balimum in Minayin. How about if a Balmum gave birth to a Balmum, Shlomim Balmum gave birth, or your mom are from a Balmum? Im Zachar, about Vlad Balimum, and Im Nekeva, about Tmurat Balimum. The word Im in each case extends to if the index animal was a Balmum. Now, I'm going to have Safra Labai. That's the bright one. Safra turns Labai and says, I don't get it. V'epochana. Why are you using Im Zachar to extend to Vlad Balimumin and Im Nekeva to Vlad, to Tmurat Balimumin? So the answer is, Mistav Makosh Tmurat Minin, Mamtah Tmurat Balimumin. He says it makes sense that if Nekeva, for instance, is what's Marbet Tmura, then Im Nekeva is Marbet Tmurat Balimumin. So our mother, Mikhail Lachle Pukim Zachar Mikiva, I didn't ask you to switch that. Ana Kule Krakamina, I'm asking about the entire Pasuk. Meaning, why is Zachar the source for Vlad and Tmura, the Nekeva is the source for Tmura? Ema Zachar wrote the Tmura. Nekeva wrote the Vlad, which makes sense because the Vlad can only come from a female. Malay, Vlad Lashon Zachar Mashma Tmura Lashon Nekeva Mashma. The answer is simply grammar. Tmura is a feminine word, and Vlad is a masculine word. So, Lamai Hilchata, now when we said that Vlad Balimumin and Tmura Balimumin are included, for what purpose? Amar Shmuel di Karev. Shmuel says you actually bring them as a korban. Valiba de Rabbi Elazar. And according to Rabbi Elazar, who said that if you designate a female as an Ola, and then it gives birth, that Zachar can be brought as an Ola itself. Rabbanan say, no, you have to sell it and use the money to buy an Ola. Maybe Rabbi Elazar only said it with an Ola, because the mother has a shame Ola, because there is such a thing as an Ola Ta'of, that's feminine. Aval hani vladot, when you have a vlad shlamim balimumim, lo karvi, because the mother doesn't have a shame of shlamim, because she's a balmum, kamash malan, nonetheless, you still would offer it up. Barpada mar l'riya, Barpada says no, the halacha of vlad shalme balimum and tmurat balimum is not that they would be offered up, but rather l'riya, that they would graze and get a mum, but they still have hektish. Valibadi recall that both Rabbi Elazar and Rabbanan. Now let's check this out. Rav Amar li kari valibadi Rabbi Elazar. Rav Amar li kari valibadi Rabbi Elazar. So the same machloket replicates a couple generations later. V'hai tana maiti l'avihacha. We have another source for the rule of tmura and vlad of shlomim being brought. Ra korashecha asher yulachati salvata. Ra korashecha. It's pasuk tana two on the page. Elu timurot asher yulach, that happened to you. Elu vladot, meaning they just happened. Tisa uvata, you pick them up and bring them to the place that Hashem chooses. Maybe it means you pick them up and bring them to the mikdash, and then while there you let them starve and die. In other words, a mitah. The next pasuk says, no, you offered as an ola. So therefore, tmurat ola is offered like an ola. And the same thing that you do with the shlamim is what you do with vlad shlamim or tmurat shlamim. I might think that you do this with all kodshim. We'll have to see what that means. That's why the first word in pasuk 2 is rak, to limit it to very small. Kibbutz says, I don't need rak to knock that out. Harehu omer, asham hu, asham asham lashem. The pasuk about the korban asham, hu karev in tmurato kreva. That tells me only an asham is karev, not its tmura. Okay. Now, Amar Mar, let's look back at this breita and see what it means. Tisa uvata, yachol yachazal v'ta b'chira, menate teha. Why would I think that I bring it to Yerushalayim and kill it there? So, kevan degami chamesh chataot hanach mikov karviv. If I already have the halacha of the five chataot, which is tmurat chatat, vlad chatat, etc., the die, so obviously every other one is not killed, but is offered. So, ma'udatem ha'chamesh chataot meitot b'chol makom, maybe the chamesh chataot are killed wherever they are. V'hanach demutu beit ha'mechira, maybe tmurat shlamim, tmurat olah, after tmurat Yerushalayim and killed there, kamash malam. It's a strange havamina, but that's what we say. So we said, maybe this applies to all kodshim. The answer is, rak korashecha only applies to ola and shlamim. So vlad deman, what other kodshim are there that could be here? Eid to ola zacharu, and ola is a male. Ma'boludiyuhud. He can't give birth. V'id achatat gmir la lamita kaimi. We already have a halacha l'mosh v'sinai, that a vlad chatat is killed. Eid asham, so gmir la b'riyaz, besides the fact that an asham must be a male, we already have a halacha l'mosh v'sinai that an asham grazes. Because what's the rule? Kol shebachatat meita b'asham roa. Any case that a bachatat dies, so the same five cases of an asham grazes, gets a mum, and the money goes to an adover, to an olat. Alright, so what's this, what are we knocking out? The answer is, first answer is, lola machatat. V'yachatat gmir la lamita, kralam mutei la krava. The halacha l'mosh v'sinai says you have to kill it. And the pasuk is saying you can't offer it. That doesn't make sense. Abahatalia came into the mitas, since you have to kill it, memela lo kara. Obviously you can't offer it up. So Ella, let's try this. Hilchata lachatat, ukralam mutei tmurat asham. The pasuk is there to tell you that you can't offer up tmurat asham. So anami yachatat gmir la. That's also halacha l'mosh v'sinai, as we said. Mkosh v'chatat meitam asham roa. Third try, elakra min violate the yavar makriv kaibiase, that if you went ahead and brought tmurat asham, you violated an assay of rak korashecha shiulacha tisa uvata. Okay. Rabbi Kiva omer einot sarich. He said, who karevin tmurato kareva? Rabbi Kiva got it from asham who? And again, we ask the same question, lama likra, what do I need a pasuk for that? Again, I have a halacha l'mosh v'sinai that tmurat asham is not karev, it's roa. So the answer is even achinami, you're right. Alakral amali, so what's the pasuk asham hu for? Famous halacha, asham shintak l'riya u'shchato stam. If I have an asham that then was designated for grazing because, let's say it was lost and I brought another one in its place and then I found the asham, It goes l'riya, and then somebody shechted it without it getting a mum. Kasher l'shem olah, it has a din of olah. Nitak in lo nitak lo, and the halacha is only if it was already designated for riya. But if not, then not. My time asham hu, because it's an asham, baratoi hate, remains an asham until redesignated. All right, now let's examine a brayter. Ulahai Tana de Koyalif Mihanikrai, according to the Tana, who gets it from these psukim, Tepo Kli, Mizachar Nekival, why didn't he like our first drasha? The Azazum Bailey, the Vlad Balimumin, Utmurat Balimumin, he needed him, Zachar Nekival, to tell me Vlad and Tmurat Balimumin. Typically, Kuli Mihanikrai, why doesn't he like everything from my bat pasuk? Says im lo mashpale. He doesn't use the word im. Doesn't say that as a drasha. So therefore, he needed im zachar nekivah just to tell me tmura and vlad bali mumin, and needed pasuk 2 and 3 on our page to tell me that tmura and vlad of a shlomim that's proper and tmura of an olah that's proper are offered. So what does he do with Tisalvata? Our first Tana, what does he do with Tisalvata, with Pasuk 2 and 3? The answer is, Afilu mimir ayu aleshachim or gaihu, meaning that you have to pick it up and bring it, meaning if you have a Tumah or Vlad Shlamim, or Tumah Tolah, you have to go get it from its grazing, marayu, mir gaihu, from its threshing, pick it up and bring it. You don't wait for it to come around, you have to pick it up and bring it to your Shalayim and offer it. Okay, next half of the Mishnah, we already saw this, from Belazar Omer, Vlad Shlamim lo yikrav Shlamim. You do not bring Vlad Shlamim. Chomim yikrav, Chomim say you do, as we saw earlier. Amar Bishimon, so Bishimon puts a spin on this. Lo nechliku ela al Vlad Shlamim. They didn't disagree about the grandchild, the al Vlad Tmura, and about the grandchild of the Tmura, Shelo Yikrav. We'll have to see what that means. Alma Nechliku, what was their machloket? Al HaVlad, about the first generation. Rabbi Elazar Omer Lo Yikrav. Chomrim Yikrav, that was the machloket. Heid Rabbi Yeshua Rab Papias Al Vlad Shlamim Sheyikrav Shlamim. So we have testimony going back to the times of the Mikdash itself about a Vlad Shlamim that's actually brought. Rab Papias, Adi Meich, I tell him a parash of Zivchei Shlamim. Rab Papias says, we had, I experienced this, a para of Shlamim. V'chalnu on Pesach, we ate it on Pesach, v'chalnu vlada shlamim b'chag, and we ate its child as a vlad, shlamim on Sukkot, or we'll see what chag means. Okay, let's take a look at this. Rabbi Yam, Rabbi Yocham, I tell Rabbi Elazar, why does Rabbi Elazar say vlad shlamim is not brought? And our cry, v'im zevach shlamim korbano, and we're going to read v'im as like v'im. V'im v'lo vlad, meaning the mother and not the child. So when the Torah introduces a Korban Todah and says im al Todah, chamed de aim v'lovah, you're going to read im as aim and not the child. You think that's true? How do I know that? We're going to see this later in the parak, that the vlad tmura of a Korban Todah are brought. How do I know that? Tamalomar imal todah, which means imal todah now is not used to exclude the vlad, but rather to include it. So mikom makom elamavchia baramar miyochanai tamar Belazar. Belazar has a different reason. It's not d'oraita. Belazar agrees mid d'oraita the vlad shlamim would come. So gzeir shemi gadol me'amadorim adorim. We're concerned that he might start raising shlamim flocks. And the problem with that, of course, is that then somebody may violate Giza Vavoda because we got these Shlamim walking around. Okay, Rav Shimon lo nechliku. Now, Yibayelu, hechi tani lo nechliku. What does that mean? Lo nechliku shelo yikrivu, meaning they didn't disagree and say it shouldn't be brought. Ela yikrivu, they should be brought. Meaning, Rabbi Elazar and Chachamim agreed that second generations should be brought. Odilma lo nechliku sheyikrivu, they didn't disagree and claim they should be brought. Ela lo yikrivu. Meaning, they agreed, but what they agree about, that they should be brought or shouldn't be brought. So Rabba says it makes sense that they would have agreed that you do bring the second or third generations. My time, Ad Khan, the Polygrab Elazar later on, I love Vlad, because Rabbi Elazar would only disagree about, and we're picking up from what we just said about his reason, about the first generation of Vlad Vlad, Akwai Ba'almahu. It's so unlikely to have a second generation Shlamim that we don't have to make the Gzeira of Ad Yigadel Adarim. Shuban Levium are the opposite. Why? And I tell Adkam, I believe Rabban 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 Lazar. Rabban only disagreed with Rabban Lazar, Elabi Vlad, with the first generation, because that could have happened without you planning it. About Vlad Vlad, the minute you have grandchildren of the Shlomim, Mitochma, Sen, Nikar, Machshav Toli, Gadol Kai Boiloi. That the fact that you have this second generation, this third generation, proves that he really is intending Tehu's raised Shlomim flocks, and therefore he would agree. Okay, Tani Rabbi Chiya L'Siyue, the Rabbi Shimon Levi. We have a braita that supports Rabbi Shimon Levi, presented to us by Rabbi Chiya. In Kesev Makriv, in the Parsha of Shlomim, it says, if you offer up a lamb, Vlad Rishon Karev, Vlad Sheni Enu Karev. So somehow we say that Im only extends it to the first generation, not the second. And Vlad Kol Kochim Karev. And by the way, Vlad of other Korbanot is not brought. We'll see what that means. So Vlad Demai. Ida Olav Asham, the same problem. Scharm him, they're males. Velobnei Olav Vladim, they can't give birth. Ida Chatat, Tilchotah Gemir Ladil Mita Azla. And if it's a Chatat, then we have halacha l'mashisina that it dies. So Shlomim is the only one that's possible anyways. Am ravina li'ituye vlad ha-mu'seret, vlad of ha-maser behema, vlad ha-mu'seret lama likra. What do I need a pasuk for? After all, avar avram in b'chor kama gamar la. We learn everything about maser behema, as we saw in the last parak of b'chorot, from a b'chor, by the common word ha-avara. And therefore, I would think that you do not, just like a Bechor's baby is not brought, so a Maser's baby is not brought. However, guess what? A Bechor can't have a baby because it's male. So it starts. I would have thought I cannot infer Maser from Bechor because Maser is possible, Bechor is impossible. The Bechor can't have a baby. So Kamash Palan from Im Kesev, that it's only Shlomim and not Mu'seret, is brought. Hey, Rabbi Shuva Rapapius, the testimony, and the Rapapius' testimony about the Shlomim, was eaten on Pesach, and its Vlad was eaten on Chag. Ulurava da'amar kodshim kevan shavalem regal achad kol yom v'yom over alem valta acher. Wait a second, his testimony is a little fishy, because after all, if you have this Vlad that could be brought and it was available on Shavuot, how could you let Shavuot pass by? You violate Baal Te'acher, and according to Rava, every day that you go past is a violation. You should have eaten on Shavuot. So I was vid Mishvita Rava, gon Shayachol Abatzer. Maybe the animal was sick on Atzer on Shavuot, and it couldn't be eaten. Rashi Amar, my Chag Namelitani, Chag Shavuot. He says, no, Chag means Shavuot here. In other words, we ate the mother on Pesach and the baby on Shavuot. So, what's the Rav Zvid's answer to that? V'idach kol eichan itani Pesach tani atzeret. Whenever the Tana uses Pesach to define Pesach, they call Shavuot atzeret, not Chag. So therefore, Chag is Sukkot. So yachim ayasudu teif. So then, what's Rav Papias testifying to? What's the big deal? The answer is lafukim Rav Lazar Rav Vlad Shlom lo yikrav Shlomim kamasi lehu dekarev. That Rabbi Lazar, who said that you do not bring Vlad Shlomim as a Shlomim, so Papia says, guess what? I could testify that we do. Okay, we're going to pick it up in the next podcast with the Dean of Tmurat, Vlad Toda, and then Vlad Tmurat Ola, etc. In the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.